Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Danny, last night, we did something that had never been done before in station history.
That's right.
We all got together in the basement on the couches, and we watched the game, and people watched us watch the game. We had a good time. Ryan came over and ran point. Also helped cook the steak, which
yeah,
I thought
which was very nice. Cooked some brats.
He did a good job. Nice medium rare steak. We cooked brats, which were from Wisconsin, thanks to Toby.
Wisconsin, is that how it goes?
I thought those brats were actually like because we had other brats and sausages from local
the grocery store.
Yeah, his were way better.
I thought so too.
We also cooked those in beer, which might help.
Yep, they were delicious. That was my favorite thing we had. I thought the steak was delicious. Those brats though from Wisconsin. I thought we're a team. A team is Davis. A team.
We did wings, snackies. We'd all. I mean, the spread was good.
Very good spread.
Mm-hmm. Very nice job by the way.
So the spread wasn't the problem.
No.
You know what I mean?
I don't think anything we controlled was the problem. It was the game that was the issue.
That was the main.
But if you guys watched the stream, you already know this. If you didn't, so Danny mostly just crossed his arms like Ron Rivera, stared straight forward the entire time. By the way, it looked like a Ron Rivera-era game. So in fairness to you, your impression was
I knew what
point.
To do.
But I don't know, over-under probably what, Tobes? Like 29 and a half words from Danny in the first half of the game? You clearly didn't like what you were seeing and maybe didn't enjoy what you were doing, but I'm glad that you hung out the whole time.
No, yeah. I mean, not an excuse, just telling you what happened. Was not feeling great. Feel better today, but still not good. Nasty cold, was exhausted. All I wanted to do was take a hot shower and lay in my bed. Instead, Ryan kept standing up and waving at the camera, and then he'd sit back down, and he'd wave at the camera, and then he'd sit back down and wave at the camera, and would yell us about the camera. And then he counted down 3, 2, 1 a bunch of different times, and it was like, yeah, dude, all we're doing is sitting here, so just count it back. So, yeah, it was a lot happening. But, I'm not really sure what people want me to do there, right? Because nobody seems to listen when I say anything, when it's, like, my turn. And then when it's not my turn, I'm just sort of sitting there watching the game, trying to consume the game. I don't really know. It's like, put on a show. The camera's here. I don't know. Really, it's very unnatural for me. But, yeah, people liked it, man. And I will tell you this. It's the young people. The young people are all about consuming their pals Grant and Danny that way, and I welcome it. I don't understand you young folks. Like, I don't understand, for example, CJ and Benjamin right now, young people that are listening to and watching this program. I don't get what they see in me. I don't get it. But I'm grateful.
Second screen viewing. That's what the young people are
I'm
all
grateful.
About. I'm grateful. Give me something that you said that you felt like fell on deaf ears. Like you said no one
when I spoke. So like Lattimore struggling or like this is such a huge deal. He's terrible. He can't play. And everybody was just sort of like, Reenie, hey, buddy, hey, Reenie, did you have some cheese? So like no one cared, which is – so I get it. I mean it's not really my thing.
But, guy, this is great. You realize it's not a radio show where we point counterpoint. It's like dudes hanging out in a room.
Sure.
So, like, you might say something in a room, and someone's on to the next thing. It just – that's all it was. It wasn't personal.
Do I sound hurt by it or anything?
Well, no one
was interested in what I was
annoyed.
Saying. No, not at all. Not annoyed at all. I have zero annoyance. Again, I recognize none of this is for me. I'm the outsider. I'm the weird one. You guys are mainstream. I'm not. But – yeah, no one seemed really interested in anything I had to say or otherwise. And I got made fun of a lot in the chat. And
did you get made fun of?
Yeah.
I mean, I think people were thoroughly enjoying you crossing your arms and being Ron Rivera.
Pissed off and surly?
Yeah. Clary, you got something?
Yeah, because I kind of want to apologize, but also I'm still just overall, I don't know if I'm annoyed that Danny was annoyed with me because he was very annoyed with my hand gestures towards the camera.
No, I was not.
Yes,
I was not annoyed with your hand gestures.
Yes, you were, and that's fine. I get it. You were. And there was at one point before we got back in the stream in the second half where Danny just kind of like snapped there for a little bit where I was like counting everyone down like, hey, guys, like just letting you know, like
that's
this is
true.
Part of my job.
Well, hold on. I want to come back to that. But there are people listening that have no idea what we're talking about. So the hand gestures thing. So I have this camera that follows you wherever you go. Like, the technology of the camera If I were to get up and leave the room, it just watches me walk out of the room. So for whatever reason, every now and then the camera was trained to just really love Ryan Clary. So it would just start zooming in on Clary.
You could see it. It would, like, slowly turn.
So Clary, like, gets online and figures out you're supposed to talk to this camera like it's a dog with hand gestures. And that's the technology that's been created where you, like, put your palm out like, you know, you're stopping someone driving toward you.
Like RoboCop would talk to a citizen.
And you're like,
stop.
Camera, stop. Move right. And he gives it these commands with his hand. But also, we're just supposed to sit there like nothing's happening. It was very weird. And so Clary acts like this is just a normal thing. So I just kind of was like, okay, I guess this is what's going on. Danny didn't take it in as much stride, I would say. You were annoyed by Clary. I think it was because you felt sick, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, so a lot of it. Several things. Number one, the game was going terrible, so everything is a thing now.
Right.
Number two, the camera kept following.
That is a minor detail. We're watching the worst game in 2 years.
The camera kept following because he kept getting up to check the chat.
That's actually a sneaky good point.
Zero reason to do that.
Yeah.
The chat is happening with or without you checking it. Either, you know, but the camera would follow him and he'd be like, oh, camera, stop, camera. Sit down and watch the game with everybody and over talk about the field goals that we missed. And that was the difference in the game. That's what you should have been doing.
I mean, you're not wrong. I was checking the chat a lot. But here's the thing, Danny, like, there was a lot of W's in the chat for you last night. Like, people thought you won the chat. You actually won the W Chain Award for the first annual Grant and Danny Show. I think that is worthy of a round of applause for the people at Space.
W's in the chat.
That's not true.
Danny was a W Chain winner of the Grant and Danny stream.
I appreciate you saying it. It's not true. Everyone knows it. I don't know what that is. How can I win something I don't know what it is? That's number one. Number two, everyone kept saying that. Well, like Green Bay had 240 yards and Washington had 19. Like, W's in the chat. I don't want to hear about any W's anywhere. Any chats. Please, please perform better on national television and stop embarrassing.
You're getting a lot of W's in the chat right now.
No, I'm not.
L's on the field.
I'm not.
W's in the chat.
Nope.
You see the difference there?
No.
Clary, I would say overall, though.
Very successful.
A gigantic win for you. Because you basically came to us. We kind of laughed and we're noncommittal and we're a little bit condescending. And then our boss was like, I don't really know about this. This sounds stupid. And you just kept over-talking about it as much as you could. And then we did it, and it went way better than anyone thought. So I think that's a gigantic win for the business that is corporate.
It really is. Your numbies were silly.
The numbies were pretty silly last night. I already had a talk with the boss today. We were psyched. We're thinking of some more ideas potentially. I think we might go to Danny's place next time. That's what
Danny's place. Let's go. Two ones. Hey, how about all the listeners? You guys want to come to Danny's place?
Yeah!
Won't that be fun?
No. No, it will not. No,
right.
It will not.
We'll all bring something. It'll be a potluck. It'll be good.
Respectfully, none of you are welcome. None of you.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.